Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Just Solid Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much. And as always, it's an extreme pleasure for you, my grandson, to be introducing me on a show. So I'll say jumbo to you and jumbo to all of our wonderful listeners out here. And welcome, yes, to Jasari's Love Show. And as always, I am just so grateful and gracious to the Creator for giving me another day to be able to host this show with you and be a part of your life. I want to take a moment to thank all the 31,620 listeners that we had supporting the Home-Based Business 101 platform and the Jasari's Love Show. And again, I'm just excited to be here with you. For all those that are listening, if you will go ahead and tweet and Facebook out and let people know more and more about this show. This is the Jasari's Love Show, and today the topic is March Madness with a Focus. March Madness with a Focus. You know, one of my things is, yeah, you know, you can have March Madness, but you definitely have to have a focus. It's like the basketball games and all that's going on in sports, in the sports arena. It's a wild, wild time. There's a lot of things going on. It's busy, busy, busy. But we never can be busy and doing anything without a focus. When all those teams meet and they're practicing, they have one objective, and that's to win. So they can get down and be that last team out there that is competing for the prize. And it's the same thing for us in the businesses that we do. March Madness, we all want to win. We all want to reach our goal for each month. For the month of March, as it's coming to an end, what are we doing to make sure that we reach our goal? During the month of March, as we use the term March Madness, we must also make sure we have a focus. Again, I think about Harriet Tubman. With the brutal March winds of Maryland, Delaware, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania in her face, she had to push through with a focus of freedom. It was cold, the wind was against her, and it had to be extremely wild weather the further north that she went, especially in the month of March. Probably the last snows coming through, and, you know, they're experiencing a lot of snow up north right now. And so all of that's coming through, but at the same time, the thought of freedom, how important it was for focus. The cold didn't even matter because she was focused. Everything may have seemed crazy around her, but she was focused on getting to her destination. And a lot of the people at that particular time, when you think about the Harriet Tubmans, I can't say that they had a home-based business, although some of them did. Once they got to be free, they had to come up with all kinds of creative ideas, making soap, making candles, bartering and saving things, staying focused, growing little gardens, and bartering some of their food so they could make it. Because even though they were free African Americans, that did not mean that they were always welcome where they went. They still had to make a living. And that's when that entrepreneur spirit, which is part of the freedom spirit, came into play. So it's a lot, you know, that she had to focus on. Survival was more than just getting to the north. It was, how am I going to feed myself and these other people that I'm taking to the north with me? So she had to have a plan also. As I think about Madam C.J. Walker, for the first African-American female millionaire, I imagine her pushing to the next door after door, to peddle her products, her hair products. I see her shoulder against the wind, pressing forward with courage, with a plan, with a goal, with stamina and fortitude and faith. How do we do this? We have to stop and think about the time periods that people are working with. And the elements, the March wind, the cold, the rain, the ice, all these things that you have to really push against. And being a female, there are things that us females go through. If the female was expecting or just not feeling well, just so many different things, worried about children, worried about husbands, worried about mothers and grandmothers and aunts and but yet pushing that shoulder against the wind, pushing up against all the things that were pushing back against her, pushing on in courage. And I'm mentioning these women also because, as we know, this is still International Women's Month. So this is so important, you know, so as women, as people, and with it being International Women's Month, it's keeping us focused on what it is we want to achieve and work in our plan, which means that it still takes you back to having a vision and having a plan. It's always those things, the vision, the plan, and all the things, the challenges that we're going to, that we have to, you know, face. There's so many challenges. But if you step forth with your plan, so in the month of March, you know, as my team and my business that I am, that I'm in, my husband and I, we had to pull together a plan of action. And one of the things that we had to make sure is that everyone understood what it is they were doing. How to. There are a lot of how-tos in this business of network marketing or any kind of home-based business. Sometimes people will say, well, go get it. Go get it done. You can just get it done. Get it done. Well, the truth of the matter is, and that's why I'm so glad for all the different mentoring programs that are out here these days, how do I get it done? What do I do? There are specific things that we have to do to get it done. Well, it's not going to get done if you don't know what to do. How to talk to people, who to talk to, how to be able to get your friends or anybody that you're talking to develop a list of the first person that they want to go talk to, let alone you're talking about, you know, hundreds and hundreds of people. How do you get that first 25 names? And that means we have to communicate, and we have to sit down. Here we go again, either face-to-face or if the person's not in your state, on that telephone, communicating. And asking specific questions, having that memory jogger available. So you could ask the person, well, who is your minister? Who's your child's teacher? Who do you have in your phone? Open your phone up and let's go down that phone. And people are going to say all kinds of things. You know what they say. Oh, no, I don't want her because, you know, she gets all the promotions on my job. Yes, that's exactly who you want. That person is a go-getter. Yes, we want her. Teaching people and kind of relaying our expressions and feelings on them of being so positive. That person who may seem to be a little jaded and a really hard pusher is the person that you might need for what it is that you're trying to do. You need a person who really does push hard, who doesn't mind working a little later, who volunteers to do a lot of things as far as she's on the PTA, she's on the phone-a-thon for this, that, and the other. Or he's the guy that doesn't mind going back out and going door to door to make sure everybody in the neighborhood has flyers. Oh, you want him on your list? You sure do, because if he's going door to door for that, he may be the very person who's willing to go door to door for this business that you're into. So we have to be creative and we have to really push. If you're going to get through March Madness and be successful, you have to pull out all the stops. But you have to know what they are. And if you don't know what they are, it's like, what do I do? And I remember being there. I remember years ago just not having a clue on what specific. I'm one of those people, you just can't tell me, just go do something. For something that I'm not familiar with, I need to know what it is that I need to do and how do I do whatever it is that I need to do. And one of the things is communicating with people. That either that phone conversation or that person-to-person, face-to-face over your house, in the coffee shop, at the library, wherever you feel comfortable, sitting with someone with your notebook open and your pen and pen or your laptop and getting information from them. Well, who is this lady right here, the third person in your phone? You know, oh, that's my supervisor on my job. Okay, great. Who is this person right here? Oh, that's the president of my PTA. Who is this person right here? Oh, this is the Girl Scouts. Didn't even know the person belonged to the Girl Scouts. Now you know something that you never knew. Well, what is this person right here in number 11? Oh, they go hiking once a month. Never. Do you go hiking with them? Oh, yeah, you're my hiker. You've known this person for 8 years, never knew they went hiking, and that they belong to an organization where they're like 50 people who go hiking. So here we are again. You know, people who go on hiking are probably people who are very much into nature and therefore people who are going to pay attention to what they drink, what they eat, their vitamins, their intake, their energy, you know, all those different, what they wear. Some of them are into wearing everything is organic, very natural clothing. That's very important to know. And they may be within that group go-getters. So it's just so many different things that we have to keep in mind when we think about having our focus on getting the job done. It's a whole lot involved with that. Again, you still have to have the vision. You may have to redo the vision, broaden it, or sometimes streamline it so that sometimes it's too broad and you have to bring it back into focus. And then the plan that's going to help you to achieve a specific goal. And if that specific goal is to make sure everyone on your team brings on one more person this week, three people for this month. I mean, it could be that basic. And I know that some people's goals are way bigger than that because they've already put enough information in the pipeline to know that they're looking at each one of their people bringing on 5 to 10 people this a week or a month, depending on how many people they're working with and how long they've been working with that group of people. And also those people's markets. If you've got somebody that's out here, they know a lot of different people who are involved in a lot of different organizations, and they're a people person, it's quite possible for that person to easily bring on 10 people. But we have to think that way. We have to think that it is possible. We can't think, oh, no, it's not going to be possible. They're so busy. I know they know a lot of people, but, oh, my goodness, it's how we think. When we have to be aware of all these things all at the same time, it's like being a juggler, being able to juggle 10 balls or the plate with the glass, with the crystal other plate and a ball and all the crazy things that jugglers do. A lot of different types of textures and sizes and weights all at the same time. And that's what people are. People all don't come to us cookie cutter, you know, forms. They come, you know, the shy person, the busy person, the person with absolutely no time at all, the person with a lot of time, the person who just moved into your state and they feel like they don't know anybody. They forgot that you have an internet business and it doesn't matter. They don't have to know anybody in your state as long as they know somebody on the planet. The person who's very nurturing, the person who is just very active, a very conversational kind of person. The person who likes to go out and do displays and go to events. And then you have the people who just hate events. They don't like to go to anything. And so some of the people have to learn how to do all those things. So we've spent some time doing our March Madness, pulling that together, because as you're bringing on new people, you're steadily growing, and they don't know. And so they have to be trained. And you have to quickly get them to a point where they know a couple of things to do so they can be successful with getting started, getting out of the gate really good. And we know that's important when you have a new person. You don't want them to spend too much time without something positive happening, without somebody coming on board with them or somebody purchasing a product or whatever it is that your particular network marketing company does. I know, like I said, in my dance group, it was always the first day making sure they went home, being able to say Jumbo to the parents, like, oh, what's that? Oh, I learned a new language while I was away, while I was in class today. Oh, and by the way, this is turnout first in a plie for ballet. So they felt like, okay, a sense of achievement. Everybody has to have that sense of achievement. It's very important, and it will help you stay focused and you know, it's a reward thing. You have to feel rewarded, rewarding ourselves for every little achievement that we make, because each one is really a big achievement, especially when it's something that's totally, totally brand new in your life. So you have your plan. You see yourself reaching a goal. You had so many people show up at an event, and out of that many people that showed up at an event, whether it was a teleconference, a webcast, a webinar, an event where you had something at a hotel or wherever your events are, however they are in your home, if you had people over your home, out of all those people that you communicated with or did exposures with for that week, how many of them are now interested in what you have to offer? Because you're pushing to get there. You want that to happen. You can't push anybody to get there, but you can push yourself to do what you need to do to communicate to people all of the things that are possible for them. If they don't know what your business has to offer, they don't even know what to strive for. If they know that your company has a trip coming up, you might say, I don't want to tell them that right now because they're brand new. That might be what motivates them. They might be like, what? Y'all have a trip? I want to go. What I need to do to go on that trip? Well, you have to sell X, Y, Z this here. Or you have to get X, Y, many people to do such and such a thing. You'll find that person who says, you know what? That's exactly the kind of thing that I like. Or it may be monetary. You might tell a person, we have a fast start bonus, and our company is a fast start bonus. Wow, you have a what? A fast start bonus. Yeah, if you get X amount of people do X amount of things within a 30-day period, you'll get a bonus. Oh, hey, I could use my extra $500 this month. How do I get started? But if we say, well, I don't want to tell them that because I don't want to scare them. The best way to tell a person anything is to say, let me kind of explain to you some of the things that we have to offer right now, and you can choose which things interest you, what would meet your needs. For some people, we know that the fast start bonus is something they really like. If that's something that you are not interested in, no problem, but I want you to know about it. For some people, winning a trip to Italy or winning a trip to the Caribbean islands is something that they really would like to do. This trip is going to be going on in November. The person might say, well, you know what, that's something that I would like to do. So there's all those different things, but knowing how to tell a person that they even exist so that we don't scare them, you know, we don't want to scare anybody away. And it's just, you know, getting those things done, achieving all those different things, staying focused, and keeping your shoulder against the wind because, you know, it's the third month of the year. But it's very important to push through this month and get on to the next phase of what we have to do. People will be coming out. Cabin fever is going to be ending. For some of us, it's going to be a little snow for those people who got a little slow for those people who still got some snow. But like I told you before, even with the snow, that's a good time to be on the phone calling people. If they're snowed in or anything, give them a call. So my northern friends, make those phone calls for those people who may be snowed in. And just keep your shoulder against the wind. Press forward. And it does require courage. I know that for some people this is so new. And even if it's not new for you, there may be an element in it that's new, something that you really haven't done a lot of. One of the things that I'm so used to, that is being at events, because like I said, I've had a dance troupe most of my life. So I've always been at somebody's city fair, county fair, festivals, flea markets, and the group has always been performing or passing out flyers, or we have a table or a booth. So I'm very used to that. But I do want to encourage people that it's a very good way to get to know people because you actually can get to know your whole community, your city, your state. And then you can do these things with the little cities that are not too far from where you are, depending on how outgoing you are. And you can even begin finding yourself going to another state. What's to say that you don't want to go to another state and go to their apple eating program that they have, you know? Or if strawberries is the thing going on in your community, maybe there's a strawberry festival. Maybe there's a blueberry festival. Hey, they would probably like to have you at their blueberry festival. Somebody new with something interesting, something different to share with people. It makes the festival better. It gives the festival more vendors, more people for people to come see, more activities, more ideas, more experiences, just the way you do the things that you do. So, you know, just keeping, you know, your options open and keeping your mind open and just teaching yourself something new and taking on new challenges. I find that to be so exciting. Every time I'm at another event, I get so happy because I get to meet all of the people at the event. You get to meet the event planner. You get to meet their staff. And you get to meet all of the guests who have come to the event. You could actually meet all of them because most of the time, the majority of the people will come to every table to see what that particular vendor is offering, whether it's information or whether it's a product. And that's the opportunity, again, to put that smile on your face and to, you know, communicate with people and get to know them. Have your sign-up sheet right there or your informational sheet. Oh, let me get your name and number so that I can send you information or whatever it is that you do to make sure that you get their information and that they have your information, hoping that, you know, they will be interested in what it is you're doing. At least you have the information. You have their name, their cell phone number, their phone number, their email address, and even a physical address. And that zip code can be good, too. Giving you a chance to stay in touch. People change their mind. They weren't interested in what you showed them on that day because there were so many vendors there. But then when they hear from you a few days later, they're like, you know, oh, yeah, I remember you. I didn't get a chance to really hear what you had to say, but could you tell me what that was about again? And then you show them and you tell them, like, wow, I am so glad you called me. It goes just like that. For me, pretty much every time, people say, I am so glad you called me. Or if it takes you a month, you keep calling them and you can't get them. And then one day, instead of you calling them in the evening, you tell them to call them in the afternoon at 2 o'clock. And they say, you know what? I am so glad you called me at 2 o'clock because I'm usually not home in the evening. And I missed your call and just didn't have a chance to call you back. And now you have a new business partner or a new client, all because you let yourself open up to try something different. I want to take a moment for a station break. This is Home-Based Fitness 101, and this is the Jasari's Love Show. And I also want you to be aware of so many other shows that we have, the Sunday show, which is the gospel of Home-Based Fitness 101, and also my friend Ruth Bradford, she has a show that is a mastermind show that she has, so you can look up her show during the week. And we also have Gail Walker, who has a show on Sunday evenings. So there are a lot of different programs that we have. And I will be doing my program tonight, Friday night, the Jasari's Love Show. It's all about love. It's always all about love with the Jasari's Love Show, though. So I just want you to know about that. Also, for those people who are in the chat room, just want everybody to know that you can email me, or wherever you are, you can email me. It doesn't matter. You can email me so that you can receive your gift for those people who have not, to make sure you get that. And that will be JASARISLOVE at Movement Unlimited, MOVEMENTSUNLIMITED.com. And just want everybody to know that's always going to be available because we like to give people a free gift. This is our way of saying thank you for listening to the program. And also, this is great. Something that will keep on giving and giving and giving, saving you money on so many things that you do. When you travel, and saving you money on your shopping and getting you cash back and getting you the 30% commissions off of our company, which is great, which is also great. I'm just going to take the last few minutes to just kind of focus in on the women. And I want to go back to Madam C.J. Walker in particular. And also, I do want to talk about a couple of women that I really admire besides them. That is Yana Van Zandt, who really kind of started as a home-based business when you think about Yana Van Zandt. She's a writer. She's an author. And she's put out a lot of different books. And, you know, usually if you're a writer, you're home somewhere or you go off into the mountains or you go into a special place and you do your writing. And, you know, we want to think of these famous writers that are out here, you know, Alice Walker. There's so many of them. It's a business to be a writer. It's a business when you're writing books. And it's even, you know, these books, especially with Yana Van Zandt, you know, help people as they build their lives, rebuild their lives. It's been very helpful to men and women. It started off, I think, being even more helpful to women as far as giving us a way to look at our lives differently so we can be more success-orientated as far as our personal lives, cleaning that up, because your personal life is really important, what is going on in your personal life. So I do want to kind of throw out a shout-out and let everybody remember and think about what she does on a daily basis, Sister Yana Van Zandt, and trying to help us in our spiritual growth as far as how we relate to whether it's snowing outside. You know, you can say, oh, it's snowing outside, I hate it, oh, wow. But then, you know, if you read a passage of Yana Van Zandt, you'll say, oh, it's snowing outside, oh, thank the Creator, or whatever name you call your belief system, thank God. for the snow that's outside. And that's an important piece to have in your life, a kind of a spiritual coach to kind of help you see the positive side of the silver lining in some of the most worst disasters, what we would think, well, this is a disaster. But no, through it all is seeing some positive things. I've come through Hurricane Katrina, and somebody would think, oh, what a disaster. Yeah, believe me, it was a disaster, but I couldn't linger on the disaster. I mean, I keep thinking about it, but I couldn't stay there. I had to go forward with, okay, what do I need to do next to move my life along? And that's what you have to do. And, you know, thinking about these different women, Harriet Tubman, just think if she stayed with I'm a slave, woe unto me, I am a slave, then her life would not have gone down in the history books as anybody who did anything of any significance, because she would have just remained a slave. And if Madam C.J. Walker had given up on the first people who told her, no, I don't want that hair stuff, and what do you do with that stuff, and who made it anyway, then we would never know of the magnificent things that Madam C.J. Walker accomplished. Well, I'm going to have to bring it to the end. This is the end of my program. I want to thank all my listeners, my friends, for their supporting me. I see you on there on the switchboard. Thank you so much. And I just want to go on and close it out. It's my time. I am claiming it. I'm claiming it with my friends, Jennifer, the billionaire Jennifer, and with the diamond billionaire, Ruth. And I am the pearl from Earl the Pearl. And we're serious about that. We're claiming these things. The world is my oyster. And as I bring it to the end, it's our time. And we're going to go forth as we end the month of March, which has been an exciting month. I believe we've got a few more days left. And just keep in mind, it is Women's International Month, and it is also, for the sports fan, March Madness, and for us people in network marketing, March Madness, but madness with a focus, because we're going to win, win, win. Have a great day. From the Jasari's Love Show, it's my time.
Wake up. We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.